Well, 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 bonjour, motherfuckers. Bam, and you say, God damn, this is a dope jam. I'm broad, and I'm broader than Broadway. Yes, I'm broad, said I'm broader than Broadway, and I'm diddling myself. And it feels so good. Your sauce will mix with ours, and we'll make a good goulash, baby. Oh, yeah, what time is it? It's time for Get Wood with your pal Jess Wood. Hello everyone, welcome to Get Wood with your friend. Hey, you know I'm on location this weekend. Welcome to a Friday fucking night at Get Wood Enterprises. How are you, my lovers, my friends who wish to be lovers, my lovers who wish to be friends? I am here in the beautiful and somewhat musical, apparently, tonight, Astoria, Queens, New York. Astoria, Queens, New York City. That's right, friends. I am here with this lovely backdrop of polka dots, which I won't wear on my person, but goddamn if I don't like a backdrop with some. Come on, with those dots. Come on now. It's a fun little dot. Hello, Dot. Listen, anyone have an Aunt Dot, Grandma Dot? There were dots. There used to be dots. I think it's short for Dorothy. Dorothy! I'm still giddy from my time earlier with the seniors. Now it's Friday. It's the 22nd of September. Do you remember? September. So I'm so happy we could all be here tonight together. I'm feeling giddy because I did, and I hope you are as well. Hello, my gorgeous friends out there. I see you, you sexy monsters, you creatures. I volunteer with seniors now, which is something that I've been wanting to say for years. I've been wanting to say this, and now I get to say it, damn it. And it's so rewarding, even just sitting and listening to them carry on. We did not get to meet in person today because the woman who's like in charge was out of town, but we did it on Zoom. And let me tell you how fucking gorgeous it is. I sound like my gynecologist right now. Stand by for that story. But how rewarding and just sitting online with the elders. Good grief. Some of them, you know, the cameras are all set up wildly. The volume is up or down. They're muted. They're not muted. A lot of women were like, here, can you see me? It's Sophie. Can you see me? Darlings, are you seeing Sophie? Because I'm here. Can you hear me? And we're like, Sophie, we can hear you. We can definitely not see you. There was another woman whose hand was just there the whole time. Hello? I feel like my camera isn't on. Like, just move your hand. Beverly, move your hand. So I got to be with my seniors today, and it's a storytelling thing that we do. It's a storytelling volunteer. So we go around in the circle, and today, of course, we go around the Zoom, and I get to tell a story as well as the others. But sometimes you get to a woman, you know, there's Rita, she's 90. What is she going to talk about? Well, I really like how they have a jewelry making here, and I like how they have collages, and I'm like, okay. Meanwhile, the theme was school or education or classes, and a couple of the women were like, it was too far long ago. How can I remember from school? It was from a long time ago. And then there are a couple of Russian women who are also in the seniors, and they're like, I'm very happy to be able to be here with other women and a couple of men. Hello, Sam. To be here and just share stories, have company, have a community of people. And I always say, exactly. That's why I'm here. I mean, shit, it's hard to make friends my same age, so I'm here with my elders, just accompanying them on their trips around the sun. Who knows how many more? Rita is 90. There's another woman, Lynette, she's 103. Now, if that doesn't make you want to get up and take a fucking walk, I swear, I was like, maybe after every time I volunteered with these people, I'm like, you know what? Let me go out and maybe get a juice. You know, let me go out and take a fucking brisk walk because I want to be like these older women and men, hello, Sam, who are active, who are doing, you know, they're having a great time. We had Phyllis on the call today. She was the one that was like, I don't know if my camera works. I may have to have someone come up and help me with my camera. And we were like, Phyllis, move your hand. Oh, boy. But she was very fun to listen to because we couldn't see her. But she was fun and saying things like, I don't just want to sit and play games. I like Scrabble. I like Mahjong. But I'd like to do other things. You know, I'm still very active. So it's really interesting as a person who is their juniors. And now I'm a lot of people's seniors to, you know, grasp kind of what's important. What's important? A nice day, a good walk, some, you know, a great grandchild. That was a lot of the, you know, they're from a different generation. But unlike the woman I took the train with last week, who was very angry about things, who didn't like the poster of the men kissing, and I had to remind her, love is love. Even though we're sitting together and I helped you with directions, I am not going to get with you on hate. There is no way. And so, you know, keeping it light with the elders as well, because they could also get very depressed. I mean, there was a woman who just lost her husband and after 60 years, but I'm very grateful to be here and have my community of friends that are here with me. So I am so happy to be able to be in their presence, whether it's online in a confused way or in person in also a confused way. They also, Jessica, did you do your hair? Your hair is very beautiful. And it's so nice for them to notice. You know what I mean? It's just nice. So God bless. And you know what my favorite part of it was? Because it's a Jewish community center is what I volunteer with. And so I said to them at the end, I said, all right, it was great seeing everyone. Thank you so much for your wonderful stories and your visit. And Lashana Tova to everyone. Shana Tova. Because I'm a good Jew. Meh. I mean, you can't tell from all the tattoos. Listen, we don't usually get tattoos because of the history. But they were so happy. Shana Tova, Jessica. Shana Tova. It was very nice. And I thought of my Aunt Vicky and how she would have said, you did a good, you did good. You did a mitzvah. You did good. And you know, when you can throw a mitzvah in, it was like a double mitzvah. It was like I was fucking snake eyes. Like I was just, what ow? I was coming up so Milhouse. You know, everything was coming up Milhouse because volunteering with people, bringing them joy, bringing them smiles, bringing them visits and love and companionship. But then at the end, bringing them a happy New Year's. I was very proud of myself. As a Shana Tova to you as well. I see you out there, my Jewish brethren, my chosen ones. Speaking of love, leading with love and enjoying your work and following your passion. Now, I don't know who you are, what you do. I mean, I of course know a lot of you out there and I do know what you do and you do follow your passion. We have a very passionate group here tonight. Artists, writers, photographers, comedians, amazing. People who create, who craft from nothing and make fucking magic. So I want to say thank you for hanging out with me. Thank you for being my friends, my comrades online, all the stuff. And I love meeting other people who love what they do. And this is a story of a woman who I met who loved what she did. Let me tell you something. You and me, maybe we get tired of looking at vaginas all day, you know, in a gynecological office. But this lady, Bridget, she's very, very high-spirited, very high-spirited. I don't think I've ever had such a high-spirited gynecological visit. She was just in her energy was very bright. I don't know, maybe in her 40s. I can't tell how old people are anymore. Definitely a Brooklyn, perhaps Italian gal. How you doing, Brooklyn? Bridget from Brooklyn at the gyno's office. But the other women were very Russian. The women who like took in my reservation. They took my reservation for my table at the stirrup table where my legs would be spread upon arrival, and they were like very anxious, those women. Okay, Jessica, you have to change. You have to take off your clothes. This one woman came in the room and like threw a robe at me. I mean, I am on the government the medical from the government. It's not, you know, it's not champagne in your own dressing room. It's really kind of a, you know, throw the curtain aside and like, you have to get undressed. It's almost a little closet where you get your blood taken from a woman who's just smoked a cigarette. It's kind of amazing. So I'm in there. I've got the robe open to the front. You know, I've gotten my clothes off like they've instructed. And Bridget is there. And do you love when a doctor, in any capacity, but do you love when a doctor talks you through it? The bedside manner on these people, I fucking love it. Like when a dentist is like, I'm going in. You're going to feel a little prick, you know. I wish I was going to feel a little prick. How do you do? Hey, anybody? I've been celibate for about a year. Stop it. I know. I feel proud of myself in a weird, funny way. Anyway, she talked me all the way through it. Speculum coming in. Speculum? You know, the thing that widens you out there. Pussy to the wind, Jesse. And I was, you know, all opened up and trying to breathe, relax, look at the ceiling, the whole situation. And she's down there like, everything looks fantastic down here. I'm like, who are you? Who are you? Like a guy that's going to go down on me? I mean, and I wish, not from Bridget so much, but maybe a Brooklyn guy would like to get in touch. How you doing? Literally. So she's down there. She's exclaiming with happiness and excitement. And I'm like, thanks, Bridget. And, you know, we're on a first name basis. Of course, she's in my puss. And so then I, you know, start to get up after she takes the speculum. She goes, no, we're not done yet, hon. We got to go in. And I go, I thought you were already in there. I felt the little shook, shook, shook. And she goes, no, I mean, we got to do the ultrasound. And I'm like, ultrasound? I don't got a baby in there, baby. And she said, no, it's to look at your uterine lining. And you, I was like, what is happening? It's very technologically advanced. Jesse, when I was your age, I just had to get my uterus taken out because no one knew what they were doing. Okay, Mom, thanks. Thanks for jumping in here. That's adorable. But she did. I was wondering what all the rubbers were about, the condoms, the prophylactics in the corner. I thought, ooh, are they going to give me some prophylactics on the way out, which I wouldn't mind. Give me a little handful of those. But no, it was for the ultrasound machine. Put a rubber on it. Put some lube on there and right in there. But I got to tell you, it was fantastical. It was like we were in a magical place that I had never been. Well, I had never been. I've never seen my own uterus, for Christ's sake. Never seen an oat. That's your, and the, hey, there you go. It's your uterine line. There you go. And she's taking pictures. We're going to take some photographs. Like, what are we at, an amusement park? It was very exciting for me and I think for Bridget. She was having a great time. At least she felt like she was. And, you know, not anything exciting sexually. And also, she didn't put her finger up my butt, which I gotta say, I was a little remiss about, because I'm at the age, you know, you're over 40, you gotta get a finger in there. So, I think I'm going back for a follow-up. Follow-up! Anyway, thank you, Bridget, for your good times. I hope everyone has a great experience at the doctor. I also went to the dentist this week. So like in Albuquerque, I learned this in Albuquerque. This is my mouth, right? This is my mouth. I got my mouth looked at by the dentist. I got cleaning. And then my south mouth. Oh, my south mouth. Maureen! Oh my God. Are you fucking kidding me right now? South mouth? That makes me so happy. So you know, I've told you this before, but the fake eyelashes in Albuquerque, they call them cumbrellas. So the cumbrellas and the south mouth, Albuquerque, you know why they're so funny? Because people are dying all the time there. And that's when you have a good sense of humor. You know you got to have a good sense of humor when everybody's fucking getting shot all the time. So Albuquerque, shout out to Albuquerque for my, oh, porque, porque, porque. Yeah, so my south mouth looks gorgeous, apparently, you know, according to Bridget. And my north mouth is also doing very well. Thank you. I know, although I have to use a straw now. And it's a riveting fucking conversation, Jessica. Thanks a lot with your goddamn doctor's appointments and the such and the things. I've realized, looking at my notes, my notation here, that every single thing I've written on my notes starts with Brooklyn. Brooklyn, gyno. Hey. Junko! Oh my God. Junko. Hey, Brooklyn Gyno, Brooklyn Dennis, Brooklyn Senior Storytelling, Brooklyn Rosh Hashanah, Brooklyn Public Library. Oh, I haven't told you about the public library yet in Brooklyn here. Here we go. But let me get off Brooklyn for a second. Let me get on. Let's get on it. Get down on it, as my mother would say. Let's talk about some stuff that I watched this week. And I must push this one on you. If you have never seen, and I think a lot of you have seen this in that are in the chat, but if you have never seen, and it's on, I hate mentioning the fucking streaming services right now because we're still on strike, but it rhymes with Chet Mix, Chex Mix. It's on that. And it's Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Now, this was made before some of you were born out there. I see you, and I thank you for being here. Ooh, and Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Now, not only is it a fantastic movie about, you know, coming of age, girls, guys, relationships, drugs, sex, school, proms. But it has, you know, Sean Penn is in it as Jeff Spicoli, a role I think he'd love to forget that he did. But so good. Jennifer Jason Leigh, Judge Reinhold, Phoebe Cates. The cast is fucking spectacular. But what really is the most fantastic thing that I had to bring up to you guys, because I love talking about things with you all, and I love how the culture gives us just a little bit of guidance in the subconscious, right? So like growing up in the 80s, seeing 80s movies, 70s and 80s movies, a lot of stuff was okay in the movies. I would say date rape and racism and homophobia, and like there was a lot of stuff that we were just like, you know, Revenge of the Nerds, one of the bigger date rapey movies. And we were all talking about Fast Times at Ridgemont High as we're watching it, and we're seeing the titties on these young women. And I believe, because we looked it up, this is how much our culture has changed, right? We grew up on this movie, but we had to look it up how old the girls were. Excuse me, my ride is so impatient. We had to look up how old these girls were because they both had nude scenes where they showed titty, and it really looked like that under, you know the teen titty where it's like, oh, that's not even, hasn't even had, there's not even any gravity to that yet. Like there's like not even a tad of gravity. And they were playing women, girls who were supposed to be 15 and 16. And wow, there was a line in it that Phoebe Cates says to Jennifer Jason Leigh. She goes, you're 15. You've never given a blowjob. You're 15. Like, that was a real blow job to us watching it. We were like, fuck, remember this? And so there are things that you forget. But it's spectacularly directed. It's directed by a woman. And so there's a shot in the movie that I really, this is the one thing I wanted to talk to you guys about. Not just how Damone is such a little prick and Rat is so cute asking, you know. What I want to tell you is there's a shot in this movie that they'd never done this before. And I don't even know how often they've done it after this movie was made. But there's a scene where Jennifer Jason Leigh is losing her virginity to a much older gentleman in a ball, they call it the point, but it's like a you know, the ball, the baseball, the, you know, the field with the thing, and they sit in the thing, you know, they sit in the, it's not a barrack. Dugout. Thank you, whoever was yelling that at their phone. So they're, so she gets fucked in the dugout, and the shot is of her point of view looking up at the ceiling of the dugout and seeing like the graffiti, her point of view. Now that seems simple, right? That seems like, Jess, why wouldn't other movies have that also that point of view of the girl? A lot of girls get fucked in a lot of movies. Why wouldn't we see it from their perspective? Because nobody fucking cares. Do you know what I'm saying? I hate to be an asshole about it, but I'm just reflecting America back at all of us. No one really cares about what women fucking, how do you feel? How do you think? You know, like, even if you're not turned on enough, they want to not take responsibility for not getting you turned on enough to get in there nice and whitlack. Anyway, great movie. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. If you have not seen it, put it on your list, please. Secondly, just to watch, Michelle Wolff. Let me say, Michelle Wolff's new special, Great to Be Here, I think it's called. Just look up Michelle Wolff. Her latest special is so great. Now, what a great idea. She taped it in three different venues. Well, I think she went to like five different venues, but she chose three different venues, 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 20 minutes each episode. So there's three episodes, 20 minutes each. All together, it's an hour. But it's 20 minutes of the banginest, boominest, bominest shit that she's doing. So it's really funny. And she really goes in on white women. And she really goes in on our culture. She really does some really smart, funny joke telling, great writing. And so I really recommend that as well. Okay, so something new, something blue, something borrowed, something you. I'm getting married to myself. I know. Thank you. I'm also really excited about it. So what, you want me to end with a Brooklyn story, you say? Well, thank God for that. Listen, I like to take advantage of the local shops, the local foods, the local vendors, if you will, right? The merchants. And so that means no different for the library. So I go to the library. Who doesn't? Have you been to the library lately? Boy, does the library. Let me tell you something about the library, especially the Brighton Beach, Brooklyn Public Library. It's just, listen, they're not a sponsor, but maybe I should get them. Very, very hilarious. From the moment you step into their scene, it is maybe it's a couple of guys outside getting some shade under the trees that come over, you know, and have you killed the fucking spotted lantern bugs this week? How many kills do you have under your belt? Because I think we're all going out as vets in this fucking city because I'm fucking murder those goddamn bugs. All right, we're at the library. Let's maintain our composure. So you go in and right away you're greeted with delightful information desk, but also they have all these different areas that are, I don't know why I thought this was very funny, but they have designated where you're allowed to be. What I mean is, in other words, as Howard Stern would say, in other words, they have tables that are reserved for certain types of people. So, like, for instance, they have teens only tables. It's only for the teens. Then they have adult reading area. You can only read in that area. You can only be an adult there. And then they have chess players only, even though there are no chess boards on that particular table. Anyone can use the computer, and anyone can use the Xerox machine. I was there. I had to request, have you ever requested a book? I know this is riveting conversation. Have you ever ordered a book at the library? Have you ever ordered a book to be, you know, told you really? Now, meanwhile, it's not even me. I'm fucking posing. I'm like criminality at the fucking Brooklyn Public Library. I'm sure it's not the first time they've experienced a criminal at their public library before. I'm just saying I'm not saying is all. I'm not even me at that fucking library. I am my roommate. I'm using her card. That's right. Criminalities. Fraudulent persons at the fucking Brooklyn Library. So I'm on her card. So they're like, oh, Juliet, your book came in. Oh, God. Ah. And then I go, thank you very much for the Brooklyn Public Library. Now, what I had to get was Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Because it's one of the scenes I'm doing in my class. I know. I'm in a class for acting. It's very nice to be practiced. Anyway, everywhere there, it's on back order, back order, back order. So I had to order it from the library, came in, and I'm Xeroxing it so I can mark it up for the acting stuff. And let me tell you something. It's fucking missing pages. It has pages that are blank, like faded ink. It just looks like they're just... So what can you do? You can't really... I mean, I take it back to the library. I'm already there. Exchange. There's no exchange. This was what they ordered for me. This is what they had. Wherever they got it from, there are pages. So anyway, all it made me think about was Mr. Bookman from Seinfeld. There are kids opening their textbooks right now having to look at pictures of pee-pees and wee-wees. Mr. Bookman. Anyway. That's everything and more. I went back to Anna's, the psychic. She still wasn't home. There, no one answers the phone. You would think that she would know I was coming, is all I'm saying. There's a psychic. I was referred to her by some girls on the train. They said she was fantastic. I can't wait. I have a flyer. I have a coupon. Maybe she knows I'm coming with a coupon and she doesn't want to deal with a fucking coupon lady. Well, maybe you know what, Anna? I'll throw out the coupon. Anna, you hear me? You heard? Let's see. Hopefully she'll be there next week when I try to go by. I can't wait to tell you what Anna, the psychic at Brighton Beach, has to say. Ugh. Jesse, I knew you were coming. It just wasn't the right time. Like the one time that I went to see a psychic, he told me, he goes, everything I'm going to tell you isn't going to happen for like 6 years. What the fuck? But then I was packing to come to move to New York about 6 years later, going through some boxes. I find a piece of paper. I open it up. I'm like, what the fuck is this paper? Oh, it's the paper from the psychic. And guess what it said on it? Move to New York. And some other things that came true. I know. He's dead now. He was awfully ill when we knew him. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. All right? So, what else? I don't know. Keep your nose clean. Keep your passions up. Make sure you're checking in with yourself. Like, you know, this whole thing about working with seniors and volunteering with seniors and then working on the Upper East Side and being surrounded by people that have, like, what seemingly a lot of them have everything taken care of for them. You realize the priorities. A little challenge is really good. A little challenge, having to start over, having to be what the Buddhists call in a beginner's mind, it's really fucking good. So I recommend visiting there once in a while. All right. And did you watch this for recommendations? Who fucking knows why? Why? I don't know, because we love you. J-E-S-S-E. That's not what I like to be called, but it was spelled right for the song. Hey, if you're in the New York area, please come to the storytelling show that I'm hosting and performing in on October 1st at the beautiful and historical, and going to be closed for the season after this, Coney Island Museum. That's 1208 Surf Avenue in beautiful Coney Island. And what I say is, it's a Sunday the 1st. So what I say is, folks, come to the beach, Come ride some rides. Come get some delicacies from either the Russian restaurants or go to Nathan's and get a couple hot dogs and some fries. Come on up to the show. Maybe go to the sideshow before our show. There is the last sideshow of the year down at the theater. The freak shows, sword swallowers, and all those types of gals and guys. And they're having their last show of the season. I'm having my last show of the season, all on October 1st in Coney Island. Come down, take photos, eat food, ride a ride, and then come to the big shows, okay? I love you so much for watching. Please take care of yourselves this week. I know it's something wild about a season change. In New York, let me tell you about New York and how on fucking point they are. They're like, oh, it's the 22nd? You better get your fucking coat because it's about to be fall right now. Like, it just is like, bink. So I hope you put your coat on, wear a scarf, because, you know, it's very chilly. Lashana Tova to my Jewish brethren. And happy weekend to everybody else who does a weekday jobs. And happy everything to everybody who, and I love you guys so much for watching. Gals, guys, witches, warlocks, humans, coven members, and more. Please, won't you share this with your friends? That's all I ask for on this delightful little show. Please give others the chance to enjoy some stories and perhaps have a laugh or two at a lady who tells you about her week. Audio diary, I believe, is what we're going for here. All right. Love you so much. Enjoy the rest of your night or day or whatever time it is when you choose to watch this. Oh, I'm going to be like Sophie. All right. I don't know why you can't see me on here. I love you so much for watching. Thanks, you guys, for listening. And I'll see you next week. I think it's going to be Friday nights now that we're going to have to meet because I'm working on Tuesdays now. Ah, the real life is coming. No. Love you. Bye. Love you. Yes, I want to end now. It's 14 weeks.